Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
They are idiots, Ghost, and that's right. Ghost is no longer Ghost. He's back, folks. Ghost is back on the internet. Welcome to a super late, ultra late edition of Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. And yes, it was just revealed via Twitter that Ghost is back. Earlier today, Ghost resurfaced on his Twitter. He tweeted today that he's been out living lavish for the past week, and he's coming back tomorrow for Baller Friday. And it's great news. Great news. I love it. And shouts out to Ghost. If you're out there somewhere, Ghost, I love you. Thank you for coming back. I did an afternoon show today in the same time slot where Ghost normally is. Does his thing. I hope he heard that and he was, you know, sufficiently bored to tears, and that's why he was maybe inspired to come back. But good times. And speaking of good times, I just had some really good times over with some gals. Oh, I forgot the name of the show already, but I think Bartolomé Carrillo. I think you were over there at that show. What show was that I was just at? I forgot. God, it feels like such an ass. I was just over there. I forget what show I was on. There was like three girls. It was their second or third podcast ever, and it was called Podcast Potty Training or something. And I was hanging out with them for about 10 or 15 minutes just before I started up the show. And we were having a good time talking about guilty pleasures and whatnot. And if any of those gals are listening right now, feel free to call in. The lines are open. It's open lines. Don't be shy. We can chit-chat about anything and everything. Yeah. So, yeah. So I was I follow this guy on Twitter named what's his name? Shit. Oh, the Snitch. The Snitch. He's just a columnist for the SF Weekly here, and he wrote a column on, or he commented on a column in the East Bay Express about this new iPhone app called BarSpace. And there's a website called BarSpace.tv, and basically what it is it's just a website that aggregates all the live security cam footage from all the bars that comply with it, I guess. And a lot of bars in San Francisco are on it. And there's this one bar on it called there's a bar out that's just down the street from me that's on it called Milk, but it apparently Milk only broadcasts their bar on BarSpace TV on Friday nights and Saturday nights. So yeah, but what I'm thinking is this might be a good prank situation here, because I'm watching like a live camera feed of, say, like, oh, the Rocket Room in San Francisco, and it's showing me, you know, a group of people, you know, hanging around, and you could easily fuck with people like this, I think. But first of all, I'd love to do a show. Like, it's too bad. Maybe if I do a show tomorrow night, maybe I'll do the show tomorrow night from Milk, because it's on. I think the camera's on 8 to 12, so maybe I'll do a 10 o'clock to 12 to midnight show tomorrow night, all from Milk, and you can watch it simulcast on BarSpace TV. That might be kind of cool. But I thought it could also be a cool thing, like you could just surf random bars across the country and just call in and just fuck with people. Say, hey, there's a guy in an orange T-shirt, a black dude in an orange T-shirt, that's drinking a beer in the middle of the room, and he's been talking a lot of shit to my girlfriend. He's really been scaring her and freaking her out, and you know, he's been grabbing her ass and just doing all this shit, very inappropriate. I think you should remove him from the premises. You could do some damage with this. BarSpace.tv. My God. Good times. I got a call. Let's go to the phone lines. Area code 347. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, it's going. Who's this? It's on your mind.
This is, I'm going to have to spell my name for you. It's Abrith, A-B-R-I-T-H, calling all the way from New York City.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
what's on your mind, Abrith?
I actually make documentaries. It's 3 a.m. here, and I'm up editing video, and I got bored and said, well, let me see if anyone's live on Blog Talk, and I haven't listened to your show before, but I've been listening. It's, you know, it's entertaining me, so I thought, you know, let me call in.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's up?
I mean, that's pretty much it. I actually have a show on Blog Talk that... you know, was pretty similar to what you're doing now. I, you know, the last show was just me talking, and I had no concept of what I'd talk about when I got on the air, and just kind of...
Good to know. Yeah, so right before I got on the air, I was on Twitter, which I'm prone to do, and... I noticed Davey D posted some new footage from the Babeview Hunters Point shooting. Apparently, he found this camera angle where the assailant's gun is visible. Like, the gun is just like lying on the ground. It's kind of gnarly. If you follow Davey D, he goes by Mr. Davey D. It's Mr. Davey D, MrDaveyD. Mr. Davey D. That dude, he's Johnny on the spot, man. He knows what's up. But anyways, he found this another YouTube angle. I tweeted it on my Twitter. It's not for the faint of heart, though. Maybe I'll refrain from pasting it into the chat room. But, yeah. Anyhoot, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to take a little break here. If you'd like to join me, don't be shy. I know some of the ladies that I was speaking to earlier, I know some of you ladies are listening. Don't be shy. I feel like our conversation didn't quite end, to be honest. But I was, what was the topic over there? Oh yeah. Guilty pleasures was the topic, over there with that I was discussing with the ladies earlier. And I felt like we had so much more to talk about. And I felt it was just kind of the tip of the iceberg, ladies. So if any of you are listening now, please join me. Call in 347-826-7667. And, we can make this happen. And, so sit back, relax. I'm Vince in Le Bay. And, we were talking about guilty pleasures, and one of my guilty pleasures is playing gay music on my show. Hence, I have a regular caller to my show, /co-host, Kishu, who forces me whenever she calls in to play gay music. Let's put it that way. And whatever. I'm going to shut up. This goes out to her. And all you other bitches out there that are being punk asses and hating on the Bay. Don't hate in the Bay. Come on now. Don't hate in the Bay. Anyways, give me a call. 347-826-7667. BRB.
Oh my God, she is such a slut. What a slut. What a slut. Everybody knows she's a slut. That hoe ain't got no class. All the guys just want some ass. They don't even have to ask, cause she's a slut.
Look at how she moves her body. So promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut. She's a slut. She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn. But she's a slut. She's a slut.
All, but she's just a booty call. Some plastic blow-up doll. What a slut.
She's a slut.
You better stop her while you can. I saw her rubbing on your man. You need to break that bitch's hand, cause she's a slut.
Look at how she moves her body. So promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut. She's a slut. She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn, but she's a slut. She's a slut.
Like this?
Like this? Like this?
S-L-U-T, slut.
what a slut.
Look at how she moves her body so promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut. She's a slut. She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn, but she's a slut. She's a slut. Look at how she moves her body so promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut. No, she's a slut. She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn, but she's a slut. No.
Her hair looks like shit.
Hit it!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bang.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarrai me!
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, finale in qualcosa.
Down goes Frieza! Down goes Frieza! Down goes Frieza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Hey, what's shaking? It's Vince in Le Bay, back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Good times. Hey, everybody. Shouts to Bart and Vince and the gang and several guest listeners tuned in. Thank you for joining me. This is like my second show I've done. Or third show I've done in the last 24-hour period. So, God, this is too much. I'm glad Ghost is coming back. Thank God Ghost is coming back. I can stop whoring myself out to BTR. Ghost and Goofy Bone have been missing from BTR for the past over a week. And, yes, it was announced. Ghost is back on the Internet. He's no longer dead. Ghost has returned to the Internet, folks. And I'm stoked. I can't wait to check out his Baller Friday. He's coming back for Baller Friday. That's gonna be cool. And good times. So if you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. I was talking earlier about this snitch interview. The snitch. We all should have our own snitches, and this is going to be great. Next time Kishu gets sloppy drunk on the show and is whoring it up at some bar, I'll just go to my new favorite site, barspace.tv, and track her down and see who she's jumping on top of and whatever bar she's on. What street is Congress? Yeah, I wonder. In Arizona, she goes down to Congress Street. I could look up Congress Street, all the bars on Congress Street, and see which ones are on Barspace TV, which is my new favorite goddamn site. Oh my God, this is so awesome! It's the best fucking site ever for trolling, online / in real life trolling. This is where it's at. I'm so gonna go down to Milk and do this tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. Makeout room is... See, and some of these bars actually have bands playing. Like, the makeout room has this band called Loose Joints playing right now? Some band? Oh, they're on break right now. I don't think they're playing yet. But, damn, I love this Bar Space TV. That's my shit, dude. I love it. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Kishu's here. Let's see what she wants to say. What's up, Kishu?
What I want to say? Why are you so mad, baby buns? Oh, my God. Seriously, Vince? Like, I'm here, you know? I was over there because I didn't think you had a show. I mean, seriously, dude. Like, chill out.
Yeah, I'm mad. I'm mad, dude. I'm mad. You want to be my girlfriend or pretend to be my girlfriend, and then you just continue to cam whore all over the fucking joint. What the hell's that all about?
Dude, okay, whatever. Well, I'm not your girlfriend, so cool.
Good. Obviously you're not. Obviously. Well, it's okay. It's okay.
No. Message
received.
I mean, you never wanted to do that anyway, so. You know,
all right. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, it is what it is.
You're so ridiculous, man. Oh, my God. Seriously. Like, you were the one that was like, just do whatever you want. I love you, baby. Oh, my God. Okay, so, hey, don't be mad, dude. Just chill out. Like, you don't even know what's going on. Like, and even if I am, like, cam whoring and meeting dudes and going to the bar and jumping on whoever, you know, like, what's the problem, you know?
Oh, I guess there is no problem. That's fine. I guess there's not going to be any problem if Vince in the Bank goes gallivanting throughout the city.
There's never been a problem.
Okay. Good. Very well, then. I just want to make sure that's understood. All right. Very well, then.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Moving on, then.
So jelly. You know I love you, baby buns. You know I love you. I come here every night, even though half the time I'm bored off my fucking... I don't even know. And
then why do you bother, then? Why bother? Why not just come periodically? Well, you don't have to call in and listen. If you're really my girlfriend, you don't have to call in every night. In fact, if you're really my girlfriend, you don't give it and you don't like my show, then you just don't listen to it. You don't come here just because you're obligated. You know, if there's somewhere else you want to be, you go there.
There's nights that it's great, and it's like, you know, like an hour that's really boring, and there's like an hour that's really amazing.
All right. Well, whatever. You go do something for that other hour, and then come back here when the good hour happens. Right. Whenever you deem it. Oh, what's the good hour? The hour where Kishu dominates the conversation. It's all about Kishu. Is that the good hour?
Yes.
The hour that clears my chat room out, like empties it like a fucking vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. This is probably emptying your fucking, you know, your chat room right now. Even more, because you're so ridiculous and so jelly, and, you know, I mean...
Oh, I'm not jelly. I'm not jelly. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't really bother me.
It doesn't bother me at all, but that's why I kicked you from my chat room, and I'm talking all this shit to you right now.
Well, I'm just not... I'm just not interested in it right now. I mean, you guys are prank calling me, and just kind of like sort of snickering over there. You know, it's fine. I understand. Debbie Daly isn't on
right now, so you and your
B-tards need someone to troll. So here's Vince in the Bay. Go ahead.
Seriously, are you kidding me? You're so ridiculous right now. Anyway, dude, seriously, chill out. I mean, there's no reason to be like this. And, you know, I love you. And your show is great. I mean, there's random nights that, like, you know, I get bored. But, like, you know, I always stick around because I'm, you know, it's Kishu and
all right, well,
the
I'm sorry there's not a bored category, boring category on BTR. If they had a category that was for boring,
like
I'd book the show in boring. I put this show in the boring category.
It all started.
Let me look.
I went
let me see. I got the new studio here. I got the new fantabulous
Blog Talk
Radio studio, and I can just open up the studio, edit the episode in every category. What category do you want to be? It's not funny. It's boring. What should I put it under? Automotive, blog critics, business, maybe computers.
Fuck you, then. Fuck off.
Oh, she mad. She mad. She's mad. It's okay. Oh, man. You know, this is what I have to put up with night in and night out. Anyway, you know who I wish would call me? Harris Faulkner. I miss Harris Faulkner. I don't have cable TV anymore, so I can't watch Harris Faulkner. But I can always dream about her as if she was actually here. I miss you, Harris Faulkner.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harris Faulkner, joined today by...
Mrs. Bay.
Coming up, the president and Democrats, they're hot. And tax cuts. So they say. You can't protest if you haven't actually read the material.
No doubt. An ooh factor of 10.
I was just, ew, and they're just... but, you know, I'm on the other end of the fish chain. Can you eat a piranha? I'm from the South. We fry everything.
I would probably eat that.
Yeah, it'd be good. Serve it with fries. Well, we are minutes away from President Obama arriving. Stimulus, crucial speech on jobs, and dare we say, stimulus.
Did I miss something?
I don't think it's really just him. I think he probably has some people. I'm Harris Faulkner, in for Julie Banderas, and we are live, flexing some political muscle to resolve a flap over old glory. How's your golf game? Well, golfers will tell you, it's a game that soothes the soul. Rusty, we found a place for my 5.5-inch heels, finally. More trouble tonight. Just two stops as we go across America. Have a good one.
Vincent Bay, what kind of fucker are you?
I am a sensual, erotic fuck.
I
will take you on a magic carpet ride. Speaking of carpets, I like to. I have a pretty good tongue. Pretty good working tongue myself. I enjoy a nice little slack. I'm much more. Can we settle down in the background? Could somebody like simmer down back there, please?
Yeah. What? Hold on. Let's see. Okay.
That's much better.
Have good carpet skills?
I do have good carpet skills. I'm good at munching carpet. I am.
Well, is this us talking?
I'm
right
more
now?
Of a giver than a receiver. You know, I enjoy receiving. Don't get me wrong, but I think I gain more pleasure from pleasuring someone else. I'm very fond of the female form. Done a lot of research on the subject. When I view pornography, I tend to gravitate towards women-on-women action or just solo action. I really enjoy seeing females doing it solo, you know, because nobody knows how to do it to yourself better than yourself, right? So I've seen over the years, done a lot of extensive research and put a lot of my research into practice, and I've gotten good results so far. I haven't gotten too many complaints. So I like to think I know how to work the tongue.
Freak!
Oh, wow. That's a mouthful right there.
Oh, I got more for you, sister. There's plenty more where that came from. I'm a huge fan of your show, and literally and figuratively, I've got a boner right now. And I think the last show I caught of yours, you were literally having intercourse on the air. You were doing a scene... And you were hosting a show at the same time, and I thought, you know, this is the girl for me. This is the kind of show that I want to aspire to. And if there's something I can incorporate, performing or all sorts of sexual activity while hosting my show, I think that's a win-win for the listeners and the host.
Yeah, everybody wins. I get a good nut, they get a good listen, they bust a couple of nuts, the artist gets to tell his story, and they're like, wow, I had to really focus on what the hell I'm doing while she's fucking and sucking, and I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
very
impressed.
The next one
is going to be live with the artist there.
That's what's up. I dig
it. I'm sorry, I missed the name of the person that we have on right now.
This is Vince in the Bay.
That's
hello.
Right. Hello, and who are
this
you?
This is Princess May.
Princess May. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you also.
And we have Mr. GA on the line.
How's it going, T? How's it going, man?
Good. Mr. Ooh, I'm sorry, it was Mr. what?
GA.
GA, like Georgia?
Yes,
yeah.
All right. Is that where you're calling from, Georgia?
Yeah.
And then we have Miss Precious on, and she's from Ocala, Florida.
Oh, hey. We're all over the place. So you guys are, for the most part, all based
East
in
Coast.
The South. East Coast, mostly
yeah.
In the South. That's cool. Yeah, I'm out in the West Coast. I'm in the Bay Area, hence Vince in the Bay. No, it's not Tampa Bay. It's not Green Bay. It's the San Francisco Bay.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That will work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tonight is going to be fun. It's Free Ball Friday.
Free Ball Friday? Meaning everybody that's listening is not wearing any underwear?
Exactly. You got it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
And then once the show's over, we all take off our pants and play with ourselves.
Oh, wow.
I might have to take advantage of that.
Oh,
I need
please.
To release some stress.
Abuse it. Use it and abuse it, sister.
I think I will. I really think I will.
I love it. I'm following you on Twitter, too. I'm watching you.
Oh, please do.
Have
you joined my site yet?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry, I haven't. I haven't taken that deep of a dive, but I am following you on Twitter and I listen to you on BTR. But yeah, tell me about your site.
I'm
not familiar.
I'm putting the link up in the chat room. I can't spell today. It's my adult site.
Ooh.
Yes, you get to see what you heard from the show. Oh, man, I did that wrong. I swear, you're making me nervous. Very nervous. I can't even type
this
my damn words. Girl, shut the hell up.
I have something that can shut her up. I'll put something in her mouth for her.
I like that.
And what are we talking
damn.
About?
How Holy camel toe, Batman. Holy camel toe, Batman. I just like natural boobs no matter what size they are. I prefer them to be large. But if they're small, so be it. Some of my favorite porn stars that I beat off to all the time that have small little boobies. And I was thinking the first one that came to mind for me was India Summer. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't look at porn.
Oh, India Summer is this white chick. She's like a MILF now, I guess. She's like in her 40s or whatever, 50s maybe now. But she's got a rocking little body. She's got a little body like you, I would say. But she's a little white girl. And she's got little teeny boobies. But she's hot and she's smoking. And like, I'd die to hook up with this chick. And I wanted to find an example of like a really hot porn star that doesn't have fake boobies. That's got small little natural little boobs. But still is rocking and hardcore. And if you came on my show, I think you'd be awesome to help give her an ego boost.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll come on in and give her more than an ego boost. But tell them fuckers, you better take me as I am. Come put this titty in your mouth and shut up.
That's what's up. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. That's perfect.
Does anybody have any other questions for Mr. Vincent DeBay?
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning, anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it!
El hombre.
Okay, party people in that house.
Yo,
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
Yahoo.
And now, boy, Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slum troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird.
Where's one
on?
I'm a troll.
Why?
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay. Technically, Free Ball Friday. Oh, good times. I'm back. That was a classic cut there. That was me on the Coco Mommy show. Good friend of the show, Coco. She's called in here once, I think. And yeah, she's cool. Good times. Anyways, the number, again, on your screen, 347-826-7667. We can chop it up about whatever. Whatevs. I got a caller now, waiting patiently with the hand up. Area code 619, you're on the air. What's up? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Who's this? Yeah, you're on. Who's this?
It's me.
Me as in who?
You're saying I'm from area code?
Yeah, 619. Is that Melissa?
It is.
Is it? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Where was I? Oh, Barspace TV. Barspace TV, I'm sorry. That's my shit, dude. Barspace TV. I don't drink, but I hang out with a lot of alcoholics, and some of them actually call into my show from the bars. And now, thanks to Barspace TV, and they also have an iPhone and iPad app too. Like, we can find Ghost on here probably when he's out on 6th Street. Find him on the bars here, troll him. This is an amazing site. I don't know if you've ever. Ever had an encounter with Barspace TV? All right, John Brand. I'm sorry, John Brand. Is that it? You want me to bring her back on? Let's see what I can do. All right, Melissa, are you still there? Melissa.
No, she ain't fucking there.
Oh, you asshole! It's fucking ATM. Be cool, you piece of shit.
It's called a three-way call, my friend. You know.
Oh, what?
We're out there and let her figure it out.
Oh, right on. No, it's all good. If Melissa Hopkins wants to call the show, she'll call the show, which she just did. hey, what's up, Melissa?
Hey, baby cakes.
What are you doing?
I am finally in Oregon.
Good.
I guess you called me or something.
No.
I did not call you at all.
That was ATM Be Cool called you.
Who did?
ATM Be Cool called you.
I do not recall.
Yeah, well, no, that was about an hour ago. Who the hell is that?
I don't know, but whatever. It don't matter. What's going on with you, Melissa? To get me up to speed, you're back. You're back in your home state, the People's Republic of Oregon. What's it like to be back?
Oregon, we wear shirts that says O-R-Y-G-U-N, Oregon. It's fabulous. Do you know that I'm still sitting out here? It is what? I'm looking at my clock. It's 12:30.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can still see part of the sun set. That's how far north I am.
It's impressive. It's impressive. Certain times of the year, that is possible. Yeah, I believe it.
Only this time of the year. It's very, very dark in the wintertime. But, no, it is awesome. And my kids just flipped out after 16 days on the road. And they saw 30 miles to Eugene. And then actually going into the town, they just flipped out. I am exhausted beyond belief, I'll have to say that, but that doesn't mean I can't have a little fun.
Oh, yeah, baby, let's get it on, honey. Hey, so do you go out to the bars in Oregon, or are you going to be going out to the bars in Oregon, do you think?
I will be, but not until...
What's a good bar in Oregon? Give me a bar, a good bar in Oregon.
I can't say bar, but I can say great restaurants.
Oh, wait, I'm going to go live.
I've never been a bar person. I've never been a call from the bar kind of person.
You're in Eugene, right? Eugene, Oregon?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
E-U-G-E-N-E. Is that how you spell it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit, they don't have it for Oregon. Bastards. They only have it for California, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nebraska, New Jersey.
Are you kidding me?
Washington.
The Oregon Ducks football team was the number one football team for 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, but this website, this Barspace website, they're only hooked up with camps in these states. I don't know. Maybe they need
to... Well, you know, it's so interesting is I'm up for a job to be... Oh, I shouldn't say it, but let's just say it involves public relations with how the Oregon Ducks get screwed by not getting the attention that they deserve by being the BCS championship. They lost the game in the last 3 minutes by 3 points. But they were number one by the BCS and the coaches poll and the AP poll for the last 3 weeks. And they're number 15th in the country for new recruits. So we are so deep with good players here.
Maybe it's because they're called the fucking Ducks. I mean, that's like the lamest sounding team out there.
But it's so funny, the two teams of Oregon are called the Ducks and the Beavers. Can you believe that?
That's pretty sad. That's like so non-aggressive, Beaver will build a fucking dam or something.
You know, the history of it, though, the history of it is that Walt Disney loved Oregon so much. The Oregon Duck mascot, or whatever you call it, is was designed by Walt Disney himself. And so we're now in our second 100-year lease of the use of the duck. And then Phil Knight, the owner of Nike, went here, and I remember as a kid, before Nike went public, my coach was a good friend of his, and so I always got free Nike shoes to do track, basketball, and cross country, and so I just drove by the brand new Phil Knight indoor track training stadium. It was just unfreaking believable. I couldn't believe it was my alma mater. the Oregon Ducks, the University of Oregon campus is basically Phil Knight Incorporated. But I tell you what, it is just freaking beautiful.
Hey, Melissa, John Brand has a question for you in the chat room. He asks, ask Melissa if she's ever taken a facial for a drink, McNuggets for supper. I don't know what that means, but...
Taking a facial for a drink. I've had a drink while I've had a facial. Does that work?
That's hot. That's totally hot. That works for me, honey. Why didn't you call me when you were in town again?
Well, I've been driving the whole time, baby.
Dude, why didn't you? But you should have stopped. You should have stopped in San Francisco, is what I'm saying.
You totally blew me off, asshole.
Yeah, stop in San Fran and get shot by a cop for free.
Dude,
well,
it's
I'm coming
so
in August.
Oh, I got to show you the latest video. Oh, my God, via Davey D.
You've got to email it to me because I'm still not connected.
Dude.
I'm here in Oregon. And
what's your email again? What's your email again, Melissa?
Melissa@melissahopkins.com. Mm.
I'm so sorry I keep missing your show, Melissa. Like, I wake up, like, right after it ends. I get the emails, like, 2 hours late. It sucks.
Well, you're so screwed because we're right in the middle of this budget crisis. Not only that, the DNC chairman is going after a Democrat who hates her ass, and he's black.
Who likes that? She's a white Jewish woman. I don't think anybody likes that Debbie Wasserman whore bag.
She's awful.
I think she's annoying as hell. If I was a Democrat, I'd hate her.
She's awful.
She's a disgrace. She's horrible. She's worse than... Like, everybody used to bag on, who was the, what's his name, the RNC guy that was most famous that just retired and didn't get come back. Why can't I think of his name?
Oh, we didn't even know his
name. The black dude. He got, like...
Oh, he was awful. You know,
he was awful, but still, he presided over a winning, a landslide victory in the House elections, though. I mean,
Hang on, let me finish.
People talk a lot about shit about Howard Dean, too, and he presided over Barack Obama's win, so, like... You know, there's a little bit going on. Like, there's a little bit more going on than this.
Dean knew what he was doing. I'm sorry. The RNC chair did not know what he was doing. The biggest reason why he got kicked out is RNC. And I like him personally. I've got this great picture with him. He is the nicest guy you'll ever meet. But he had nothing to do with the win of the Republicans in this last election. Nothing. This guy was all about himself. All about himself. And I'm not really happy with the new RNC chairman. My favorite, and I think will be the next RNC chairman, I will announce it now, will be Saul Anousis. S-A-U-L A-N-U-Z-I-S. Saul Anousis.
Congratulations, you just won the spelling bee.
He almost won this last election. I don't know anything about this new RNC chairman. Never in my 20 years have I been happy about how the RNC works at all. But if anyone could change it, it would be Saul Anousis.
I have no idea who that is, but I'm going to have to look him up and see what he's all about.
I've been working with him for about 10 years.
Oh, if you're working with him, forget it. Forget it. If you're mixed up with him, I mean, you took on Tom DeLay. Are you kidding me? I don't trust anybody you work with.
I took the case of Tom DeLay on, and he has won every level.
Yeah, and I love how that turned out. I love how the PR campaign turned out in that one. Good one. Good time.
Well, you know, the PR actually did work really well. We had the most hostile media in Austin, Texas. against him. And I got 13 out of 14 good stories out of the local.
I think they're here, actually. They're here, actually.
So fuck
the media is actually
you.
Here. Here they are. Yeah, here they are. Okay.
They're pissed.
Fuck you, bitch! Fuck you, bitch! Fuck
yeah.
You, bitch!
Hey, settle down. Sit it down, kid. Relax. Come on.
Get the hold.
Let her talk. Let her talk. Come on. You goddamn it.
Yes.
Cease and desist.
I will go on the record saying I did not get along with Tom DeLay. But I was kind of forced in this situation because I was the one that, it's a long story, but I had done 7 years of research on it and could prove that he was innocent. And he would not take my advice in the end. And that's why he lost. But he will, the appellate court is taking my discovery. If you're a legal eagle out there, and he will win an appeal without question. The problem is it's going to take about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
I want to go on record. I did not take on Tom DeLay because of Tom DeLay. I took on the case. And because I do litigation communication, it had nothing to do with Tom DeLay. It had everything to do with what happened. And there was absolutely no law broken, period. Zero.
Litigation
Zero.
Communication? What the fuck does that mean? You tell somebody they're getting their ass sued or what?
No, what I do is I take a very complicated case, a very high-profile case. They hire me. And I explain it in very simple terms to the media.
So you're basically a press secretary?
No, I'm not. No, I do more legal research than you fucking $250,000 lawyers. And I've been yelled at many, many times. And they said, you think you're more right than I am? I said, yep.
So are you an actual lawyer? Do you have a law degree?
9 out of 10 times, I was right. Well, 10 out of 10 times, I was right. But 9 out of 10 times, they actually used what I gave them.
Well, why wouldn't they? You know, if you do the work for them, hell, they're lazy. They don't give a shit.
Because they're arrogant. Because they're arrogant, that's why. It's very complicated. This is a very complicated case. It's on so many levels, I can't even tell you how complicated it is. But Tom DeLay will win in the end. Very few people know this. And even though I am not friends with Tom DeLay, I have still fought for him. He was cleared by the FBI having anything to do with Abramoff. Every charge in the house against him, he was cleared. Tom DeLay never has done anything wrong, ever. He's the cleanest guy I know. This guy would not do anything wrong, ever. I don't like his style of politics. I don't get along with his personality, but the guy has absolutely never, ever, ever done anything wrong. His biggest problem was he didn't hire me sooner to handle the media, to change the perception of him. That was the problem.
The chat room is tired of hearing about Tom DeLay.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Oh, I have something that I want to. There's a clip I saw today on YouTube, and it was of all people. I hate these guys, but still, I thought it was very telling. I'm talking about. Oh God, I hate even saying his name, conjuring up the image of his face. But Keith Olbermann had, I saw on YouTube with him on his new countdown show with, he had Cenk or
Cenk. You waste Cenk, your time with that,
Cenk,
Chip.
Cenk or Cenk, this guy, you know the Young Turks? The Young Turks, there's that one guy that the whatever, the Muslim guy.
It doesn't matter.
And he was doing a gig on MSNBC for a while, and he got canned. And they told him the reason why he got canned from MSNBC was that one of the executives at MSNBC had a trip down to Washington, and the consensus when he was down in Washington is that a lot of the people down there, a lot of the insiders in the Beltway were like, we don't really like that Cenk, Cenk or whatever his name is. We don't really like his attitude. We'd like you to do something about it. So they took his show away from him.
Well, welcome to how Washington works. But they're absolutely right on that one, actually. The guy's an extremist. He's irrelevant. He doesn't do anything that affects important legislation before Congress. So fuck him. I wouldn't waste your time. You know, I used to watch Olbermann in the early days when he was funny.
When he was on SportsCenter,
and
he was
angry.
When he was just kind of like a goofy nerd broadcaster on
right.
SportsCenter. Yeah, it was like
right.
Okay, haha. But once you give these goofy nerd guys, SportsCenter guys, a gig, and they're supposed to be a straight man. And where they're supposed to be a newsman, it just doesn't work. And he's trying to be one of these Edward Murrow or whatever. There's one of the.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, isn't that the guy he's trying to emulate? He's being over dramatic and trying to with his editorializing, and it's just so hokey and cheeseball. It makes me want to puke. And I totally not only do
well,
I hate
don't want
delivery,
it.
But I don't. But I did happen to see this. I actually like Cenk or Cenk or whatever the
you
hell.
You know whose channel he's on now. You know who owns and runs that channel.
Who? Oh,
Al Gore.
Yeah. Dude, I took a piss in the stall
the
next to
him. The dumbest
Bay Area, dude.
Ever.
Al Gore's Bay Area, dude. I rub elbows with that dude like all the time, man. I just saw him the other day at Bohemian Grove. That guy's everywhere, man. He's got a nice size schlong too.
Oh,
bathroom
maybe
hand
I should rethink this.
But I like that guy Cenk though, or Cenk or whatever. How the fuck you ever say his name?
You're saying you like MSNBC.
No, he's
you,
not even
you
on
couldn't,
it.
You
on
couldn't
MSNBC
watch.
On,
Fox
he was
News
on MSNBC
minutes,
for like,
you?
Dude. He was on NBC, MSNBC for like 6 months, and they kicked him off because they didn't like his attitude. What are you talking about?
Do I ever watch Fox?
I always watch Fox when I had cable TV. Yeah, you know what my favorite show on Fox is? I'm missing it right now. It's called Red Eye.
Oh, I love Red Eye.
I love Red Eye. Honestly, at one
You're
point...
You're a late
I fashioned,
night guy.
At one point, fashioned this show to be sort of like a BTR version of Red Eye, but it never... I mean, it's kind of in my own way, sort of devolving into that, but, you know...
I would say that you're very much of a red-eye type of guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love those guys. You ever hear their podcast?
Yeah, I actually do.
I think they should have their show.
When I have time and listen to it, yeah. Now, I know so many of my friends work at Fox. I've represented them at Fox. I've gotten them hired at Fox. And one of my good friends here from Oregon is actually working at MSNBC. I mean, I work all of the media, all of it. CNN, MSNBC, Fox, whatever. But you just can't avoid the numbers. You just can't.
Oh, yeah,
Fox
way more numbers at Fox. Way more numbers, no.
Fourfold by the others. So
oh, yeah.
In
it,
my business,
usually, like,
I have to do with what I know and what I can do.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly... basically.
I know. Can I tell you a funny story about Bill O'Reilly?
All the competition combined doesn't. He still gets better ratings than all of them combined. It's amazing.
Can I tell you a funny story about Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, please do.
Hang on. Goose is trying to call me, so I'm going to have to end this. I'll put out in your call.
What? No, you're talking to me. If you want to, there she goes. Good old Melissa Hopkins.
She's a whore for anybody that calls her. It doesn't take anything for her to pick up.
Yeah, exactly. I was lucky she called into my show, I guess. Wait, because you called her and she thought it was me? That's the only reason why she called?
She just bounces around. She was talking to Goose earlier, so, I mean, you know.
Oh. She's making the rounds. She's making the rounds. Good for her. She's back. All right, what's up, Melissa?
Hey, man, I didn't call Goose. Goose called me. So I ended the Goose.
I wonder how that happened.
He told me that you were not doing a late night show anymore. You were doing only 6 p.m. I hate to blow your mind here, Melissa Hopkins,
but Goose is a troll, and he's pretty much trolling 100% of the time. Just a heads up.
Okay. So let's go back to my Bill O'Reilly story.
Please do. Please do. Thank you.
So, at the Republican convention, they just announced, and I've been hired to do press. For McCain. They just announced that Palin was the VP. I'll just say it's one of the most miserable experiences I have ever had. And I've worked with McCain a lot over the last 20 years, a lot. But on pretty specific veteran projects, which I think is important. I mean, him being a prisoner of war and surviving the way he did. And so I like McCain in that way. But I will go on record and say I did not want him as president. But anyway, I had to have a briefing every morning at 6 a.m. during the convention. And I was working with a bunch of 23-year-olds. And they were the dumbest fucks I've ever met in my life. And so I left the convention. You know, I left the meeting. And I went to a Starbucks. It's like 7:30 in the morning. I called my friend who hired me to do this, and I said, I can't do this anymore. These are the stupidest fucking people I've ever met in my life. And I literally started crying. I was crying because, you know, I'd been so long away from my kids, and was it worth it? And that's what I was thinking. Anyway, so I go to my hotel. Now, the whole Fox crew was staying in the same hotel I was. So I get in the elevator to go up to my hotel room, and I was forced to stay with this woman who is the biggest bitch I've ever met in my life. And I get along with most people, really. I literally get along with most people at all times. And I could not get along with this woman. She was straight out of law school, so she just thought I was stupid. I do litigation communications, but I wasn't a lawyer. So I was the stupidest shit on earth. Anyway, so I saw her in there, and she said, I need to sleep. She never showed up for the meeting, of course. And so I'm taking the elevator down, and it's totally crowded. Now, Bill O'Reilly is like 6'7", So he's in the back of the elevator, totally crowded. I am crying. I'm on my iPhone with my friend saying, I'm quitting. I quit. I'm leaving. Get me a flight out of here. And I turn around and I see Bill O'Reilly. And literally tears are down my eyes. And I look at him and I said, I need to talk to you. And he goes, oh, no, you don't. I said, yes, I do. He goes, oh, no, you don't. I said, yes, I do. So we get to the lobby, and so I get right next to him, and he said, okay, you have 30 seconds until I get to my car. And he forgot how he knew me from when I worked from the Washington Times. So I told him about that, reminded him about that. He goes, oh, yes, yes, yes. So he told me the story, and so I was giving him some inside shit about stuff. And he totally turned around. And, of course, I stopped crying. And in 30 seconds, I turned the freaking guy around, and I turned the press around what these fucking 24-year-olds couldn't do in 2 weeks. Fuckers.
So why are you so hostile towards them?
To what?
To these press people or whatever. You're getting all
I'm not hostile to press people at all. I actually really get along with the press very well. The thing that I get very mad at is that they allow these 23-year-olds to handle the press. Thank you. Hang on a second.
Did you just trip over something?
No. Once again, we're talking with Melissa Hopkins. She's telling us some bullshit that God knows we'll all remember. But go ahead. Continue, Melissa.
Feel free to call in and be part of the show.
Melissa needs cigarettes. Can you
hear me? Whoa, your connection sounds funky, honey.
What the
Let's
hell?
Let's get that under control.
No, hang on. Melissa's
there and needs a cigarette. What the fuck does she do?
But what makes me so angry about the Republican Party right now?
Did you have a headset on and it come unplugged or something?
Yeah. It's true. But anyway, I think these Republicans don't know how to convey these.
Like her phone has beer goggles on or something.
Beer goggles? What?
Yeah, you sounded really good before. Now you sound like shit.
Hi. Oh, God. I've woken up the whole neighborhood. My brother, who's hosting me for several weeks until I get my own place. I promise I would not misbehave, and of course that's one thing.
Anybody got subtitles on that in the chat room? Can you give me some subtitles as to what the hell she's saying?
I can't even see the chat room, so you're going to have to convey that to me. You're usually, as you know, pretty awful to me, so I'd like to know what some of the shit they're saying, actually.
Actually, they've been really nice, you know. John Brand was, interested in knowing some things. But other than that, everybody's been rather kind.
So John Brand is still being an asshole.
He left or something. I don't know. It's probably his bedtime. Hard to tell.
Anyway, so this is my story. I won over Bill O'Reilly in talked to him about some pretty serious issues, and he listened very well. He remembered me. He hadn't seen me in person for a couple of years, so he didn't know who I was. And then after I stopped crying, he listened to what I had to say.
And they were interested in hearing the McNugget story, if you care to share that.
Now, you said you were interested in that.
They were. They were quite interested. They wanted to know, like, 50-piece, 40-piece, what... I'm not sure what they were referencing, but they seemed interested.
I almost got arrested. That's the basic part. Because I completely got hostile.
Melissa, what the hell happened to your connection? Why do you sound like you're calling from I don't know? Why you sound miniature now? That's what you sound like. You shrunk down to like 30% of your actual size.
And you know what? Your sexy voice doesn't sound as good.
Yeah, you know what you should do? I think you should hang up and call back in. I think the feds might be wiretapping the line. Let me go to another call while you're doing that. Let's go to blocked number. Go ahead. You've been waiting patiently. You're on the air. What's up?
What's going on, Vince?
Oh, Kyoto. What's up, man? Nothing much, bro. Just kicking it freestyle tonight with ATM Be Cool. Melissa Hopkins is having some technical difficulties. I just dumped her, so she'll come back in and hopefully correct that, because she sounds like crap. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, now she went from boring the balls off of me to just, meaningless gibberish. It was terrible.
Pretty much, more or less.
I was like, fuck,
yeah.
I got to call in. Somebody
Hey, man,
else.
I wanted to say thank you for jacking in the WAGs last night randomly at the last minute. That was pretty epic. That was a lot of fun, man. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to do it. I see that it's created a bit of a shitstorm today, which of course makes
really?
Me happy.
What exactly did it create? I've been kind of like in and out of the consciousness on the interwebs. Please get me up to date. What did I miss?
You're pretty conscious of the interwebs. When I want to know what's up, I go to twitter.com/VinceInTheBay.
Yeah, that's what's up. Dude, you know what I just
downloaded? Follow Vince on the Twitter. Now Debbie just raged.
Oh, what
Debbie just raged and raged and raged. Oh.
What did she say? What did she rage about? Oh, about that show? About the last 10 minutes? About WAGs and all that shit?
Yeah, she played the whole thing.
Oh, let's go to some audio now. Let's go to some audio. Now, I can't say his name. I can't say his name, but I'm going to play all that everything that he said on some other show that I can't say anybody's name. We'll just call him, Bilbo Baggins. that's what I imagine. We heard some audio, some choice audio played off the board.
No, the whole thing was like 20 minutes of skipping around trying to find the clip. Luckily, Duck Dick popped in to give her the heads up. It was in the last 10 minutes, so.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to have to hear that.
Yeah.
That's what I do in the morning. When I want to catch up on all the gossip on BTR, I miss Debbie Daly's show usually when it's live. I just listen to it on the podcast when I have enjoying my coffee and I'm reading the news headlines and just... It's very insightful that way.
Yeah, but she's been pulling them all down. You can't even get them on a fucking iTunes.
She does. Well, see, I've got the black market edition. I have somebody that I know somebody that knows somebody that basically caps all the BTR shows that they are notorious for being taken down. There's a black market for that, actually, of people that deal in that. So I can get you want Debbie Daly. What ones do you want that she has? I mean, they're a little bit pricier. The more obscure the episode that she deleted. But there, I've got over 200 deleted episodes that I can we can talk about off air if you want to.
So that's well, how you make
your
money.
Dude, I have. There was a guy early on. There used to be a Bill Wagner soundboard that was amazing, and it got deleted, unfortunately. And I found out that the person who supplied the clips for that soundboard has continued to create Bill Wagner clips, has over 12,000 clips that are like 5 seconds or less of Bill Wagner. Has
oh,
a
that's awesome.
The world's largest Bill Wagner soundboard.
That's brilliant.
I know, it's crazy.
Oh,
that's some serious dedication to the game.
That's I couldn't stand that much Wagon myself, but you know, I mean, yeah, that is serious dedication to the game. Well, and I understand he's gone rogue, so it's crazy.
Dude,
that's the word on the street. Who knows what'll happen?
I just downloaded the new Festo D from Hi-Ro. He just came out with the new. They call them EPs now. They don't even call them mixtapes anymore. Thank God. Thank God these kids finally wised up. Wait a second. It's not actually on a tape, and it's not really mixed very well at all. It's just sort of. It's actually just should be called an EP. That's what they're doing it. How they're doing it now.
What does EP stand for, even?
Extended play.
Oh, okay.
Erect penis?
Ass to mouth.
Yeah, probably that.
Ass to mouth. What are you talking about, ass to mouth? Come on.
Be cool.
You're like the, you
be
should
cool.
be telling us.
Oh, man.
Yeah, shit.
And we're back at that again.
Well, you asked for it by going by that name online, dude.
I've had it for a decade
since
plus.
We're 13.
And you,
yes.
And you still haven't learned.
Well, hell, you know, I mean, I'm not that creative, you know, and I don't want to go out of my way and create a new profile. This one's just easier.
Do you use the same? How many accounts do you use the same password for, ATM Be Cool? All of them?
No, they all have different ones.
No, they don't. No,
yeah,
they don't.
They do.
No, they don't, you lying motherfucker. I can hear your voice just go, click, 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 click. Must change password.
No, all the ones
change your
on,
password like you change your underwear.
All the ones on BTR are all different because they're all tied to other things. I don't even use any passwords.
Okay.
Yeah, I just click a connect to something that I signed into, you know, like a year ago that it just remembers shit because I just put in whatever and say remember it because I don't
wow.
fucking know what it is. If I want to change it, I'll just make up a new one, you know? Who cares?
ATM Be Cool 1.
Exactly, you know. I haven't had to go that route yet, so, you know, as long as my laptop doesn't crash or something, I'm good.
So I've got something, Vince, an ATM Be Cool, Google Plus.
Oh, yeah, what about it?
Well, so, you know, of course we're all waiting in the wings to see how trollable it is. You know, where are the lulls on Google Plus? And they're banning entire accounts for trolling. So not only will your account get banned, but it bans everything.
Your
every
Gmail
one
and everything?
Of your Google, everything. Your email,
Docs,
everything.
Google Docs, everything.
Yep, they've banned a bunch of kids because the terms of service says you have to be 13 or older to use Google products.
Oh,
so, you know, kids are, like, getting their Google Plus invites putting in. I'm 10 years old. Banned. Gmail gone. Docs gone. Everything gone.
sucks. Sucks
yeah,
it up.
And they've, I know one confirmed troll banning where they essentially looked at his login IPs and figured out that he was, you know, he was logging into his, you know, his legit Gmail that he sent his troll account an invite from. And not only did they ban the troll account, they also banned his primary account because they determined that, okay, you're logging in from the same IP on both accounts. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've ever heard any horror stories about getting banned, like losing your Google account or something, but there's essentially no recourse. I mean, you're just fucked. I mean, there's a,
yeah.
There's an email.
Oh, yeah, good luck getting through to customer service.
Yeah, none. They're all...
Do they even have any?
No, not really.
Bagels and Lox down in
Dude.
The playroom on the first
oh,
floor
man.
In Palo Alto.
Dude, I am... No, actually, it's Mountain View, but...
Mountain View, sorry. I'm mixing up my giant
San
fucking
Bruno.
Internet
San Bruno.
Monolith.
Mountain View and San Bruno is where YouTube is, technically, but they also have offices in Mountain View, but... Google's in Mountain View. Yeah, dude. Shit, I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm a slow adapter to new technology, you know, so I don't see myself going to Google whatever for
dude,
probably
I'm trying to,
at least
I'm trying
4
to, yeah,
years.
I'm trying to retract or slim down my internet imprint and not beef it up, if you know what I'm saying. Not looking. I was never interested in Google Plus. I went through the whole fucking Google Buzz thing. I fell for that. I don't know why they even have that out there still. I remember when I actually worked at Google when they were testing Buzz internally, and it was called Tacos, and it was good as an internal thing, like a way of sort of like a Google's own little internal Twitter. It was cool with, you know, in that context. But once it went public, it just became not relevant at all because there's already a Twitter. You don't need a Google Twitter. But it was cool as an internal thing. I think some of their things should just stay internal to put the Googlers. I mean, the Googlers are fucking geniuses. They can do a lot of shit. But, you know, whenever they try to do something in-house, it's tough. It's really tough. It's better. They're better at just acquiring stuff. They're like a hedge fund, like I keep saying. They're an investment firm at this point, a tech investment firm.
Yep, just buy out the competition. Don't bother getting
yeah,
better than them.
Microsoft,
buy it
them,
out.
Yeah, them and Microsoft and Apple are like the big boys on the block that are just gobbling up all the upstart techs.
Yeah, you got a good idea. We're going to buy you out and then let you continue to develop it. And then when you're done, we're going to sell you off and you're fucked.
No, that's not the case. The best thing
no, the
that can
creators,
happen,
no, the
gotta,
creators
it,
do fine. The creators do just fine. They're in most cases, by the time Google gets their product, they're already developing some other genius ideas. These are people that are not like your average everyday schmo. These are like fucking guys that are like MIT level, Stanford grad level, you know, the Hoover Institute, you know, type of folks who are just like developing like robotic crap, and they're always on to some other new pie in the sky fucking crazy ass you know, cyber tech fucking fantasy world thing that they want to bring to life. They don't give a fuck. Once their shit is sold to Google, they clean their hands of it. They're done.
Yeah, the actual, you know, intelligent people that work there, but as for the rest of the company, you know, fuck them. It's
oh,
just
they're a bunch
they,
of,
they
a
buy
bunch
the
scum
brains.
Sucking, they're a bunch of bureaucratic scum-sucking leeches. I think, speaking of which, Melissa Hopkins is back. Hey, Mel.
Well, I'm so glad you're talking about politics.
I don't know. Were we talking about politics? We were talking about tech. We were talking tech.
Yeah,
we're talking
well,
tech.
This
has become like a tech show.
I totally understand what the Hoover Institute is. I have actually booked people at the Hoover Institute.
Yeah, dude. I told
God.
You, man. I hang out with all these people. I go to parties with them. I just hang out with all these people at Bohemian Grove, and we you know swap stories while we were you know hanging out in bath towels and
I might
know,
have seen you there, Vince.
Yeah, I think I did,
but then
too.
You need to think about that when I come down in August.
What?
You need to think about this. You need to set up a party with them when I come down in August.
Oh, yeah. I'll see if I can get Henry Kissinger, Hank as I like to call him. See if I can get Hank down there.
Well, I could probably get him, but I want you to get the other guys.
Oh, Al Gore?
Could you really get Henry Kissinger, Melissa Hopkins?
No.
Could you really get Henry Kissinger?
No.
No, okay.
She's already got him. What are you talking about? She blew him like two weeks ago.
I would love to hit him in the head with a phone book, a big, thick phone book.
No, but there
looks like he already has.
There are a lot of new people with Hoover Institute that are extremely bright. And now that Condoleezza Rice, you know, Hoover is connected to Stanford, and Condoleezza Rice is the dean of political affairs at Stanford University. So it would not be difficult, not as soon as August, but to get people in line for a conference. If you wanted to talk about the future of Blog Talk Radio and what it means to the democracy, I've had people on my radio show saying for the first time ever in the history of their entire political consultant life that money means less than social media. And they don't mean just Facebook, MyFace, Twitter.
MyFace.
Even though those are important. We'll talk about MyFace in a second. MyFace. Well, I like talking about MyFace, but MyFace.
Let's talk about your boobs.
They're actually still quite perky for my age. But anyway, what I'm saying is that there's a lot of intelligent things going on with the Hoover Institution that I would not be quick to criticize, actually.
So, you know, Henry Kissinger was a hell of a swinger back in the day.
Who?
Kissinger was a well-known swinger.
Oh, my God. He screwed Marilyn Monroe. She said it was the worst fuck she had ever had.
And where does he rate on your scale?
A little too old for me.
I
like the younger one.
Horrible mental image of Melissa Hopkins being like... bent over
in
by a fucking... He's got like
day.
A walker that allows him to just get his withered old penis out far enough. He can kind of rub it on her butt crack while she's on the edge of a hotel bed.
It is so fun to talk at night, and I'll never be able to run for Congress because of this.
So why not? You put it all out there and say, this is how I am. Deal with it, bitches. I'm the realest person on the ticket.
Vince, I will say it on your show for the first time ever. Now, I am totally supporting the person that's running against the longtime Democrat here in Oregon. And I'm going to support him and consult with him. But I will announce on your show that it is not out of my perimeter to think about running for Congress if this guy does not win. There you
definitely
have it.
Definitely need to get with Bill Wagner then.
No, I've got a better program than he does.
Or something.
I've got a much better program than he does, and he knows it.
No, he's running for president. Not this, in 2016. I mean, he almost ran for Senate.
He won't win. He won't win. I know the statistics of how this works. It's all about math.
What do you know?
He's going to win.
What
it's all
do you
about
know?
Math.
Can you say that
I
word
I know
again?
Math. Do you know math?
No, can you say...
I know some math. I know enough math to write IVR polling algorithms. Do you know that kind of math, Melissa?
What's
the square
root of nine?
Do you know discrete mathematics?
Listen, I took a, even though I was an actress in college at the University of Oregon, which I'm very proud of, I took a theater degree, but I took a BS instead of a BA. So I had to take double classes, and I still graduated on time. I took 3 years of calculus and, how did they say it at the time? This was 20 years ago. Experimental math. And
experimental.
Let's just say I did very well.
How can math be experimental? You put two random numbers into a calculator, and you know,
let's see what pops up. That's not it at all. It's about the how do you deal with infinity? Is basically what you
deal with. What?
How do you deal with infinity?
Infinity or insanity? Insanity or infinity? I can't tell which one. I almost think
infinity.
It doesn't matter.
Infinity.
Infinity?
It sounds like insanity tonight, though.
Infinity.
It's
beyond, you mean?
It's your show. Is it insanity or infinity?
Well, when you're here, Melissa, it all seems to make sense. It all just makes sense.
You should start
sense.
Doing cocaine, Melissa, just so you talk twice as fast.
You know that I have never seen an illegal drug in my life.
Oh, really?
Never have.
No, that's
even,
not possible.
Never have.
Even at the University
Wait,
of Oregon?
You lived in D.C.? Are you kidding me? The goddamn mayor was a crackhead and he got reelected.
Yeah, Marion Barry, that motherfucker, dude, the greatest politician in American history. The greatest piece of political video ever aired in America, Marion Barry taking a crack pipe from a woman he thinks is a prostitute. He offers it to her like a gentleman, and she refuses because she's a federal agent. And then he says, all right, I hit it. Marion Barry.
Oh.
Reelected.
Classic. Good time. Well, we lost Melissa. Melissa dropped off the line there. She's going to call back in, I think. I'm going to take a little break. I want to break some of this nonsense up and take some more calls. We got some people lined up on Skype. I don't know who these people are. I'm going to screen them real quick in the green room, see what's up. And in the meantime, check out this new Festo D track that just came out. This is pretty fucking tight shit off his new EP, representing the Hyro crew. This is Festo D with his new one, Renaissance Renegade. Be right back.
Festo, Festo, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. It's the Renaissance Renegade, here to win a page. Centigrade, got a mere days when I hit a stage. We got a global reach, vulgar speech. Make the bowl believe when she overheating. Hopped out the Volvo, deep at the roller rink. Cold as a polar breeze, smelling like potpourri. Pulling Puerto Rican chicks off the coral reef. Yeah. It's sobering, I'm so soldering in my golden fleece. Altered ego, altered beats. Put you in a coma sleep with broken teeth. Your whole squad sweet like soca. Yeah. With the clover leaf, couldn't get lucky. It's over cheap. She's been thick since Sheila E. Used to holly rock. It won't lollygag with a gag on my lollipop. Holler at the ace, sucker trauma to your face. Embarrassing you derelict, spinning marionette. The scenario says you wanna marry a vet. I'm out for revenge, so success is best. Yeah, Festo, Festo, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. It's the Renaissance Renegade, here to win a page. Centigrade, got a minute days when I hit a stage. Festo, Festo, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. The high road, then I'm swayed in the winter games. Olympic fame, been pumping in my venal veins. Festo, Festo, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. It's the Renaissance Renegade, here to win a page. Centigrade, got a minute days when I hit a stage. I take it back to 88, I rap on that radiator cap. Centigrade, just eliminate, stand, innovate, man. Redefine any modern day leader lion. High road through the lions, they just fine. With them diamond dashikis and tiki masala. Anything for a dollar, counter revolutionaries. My hammer, John Henry, but I don't drive Bentley. Crazy for the Jefferson's airplane in Shanghai. Sip the soy chai, the boy fly. I mix up an elixir of sleep deprivation. Shock value, kept you waiting while they scampering to beat us. Tamper with Geneva conventions of war. Lawyer in the details of physical force. I walk up to the White House, pistol in the force. Wipe my ass with they affidavits. And laughing David Dukes and the spooks by the door spraying activator. Festo, Festo, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like there was nothing to it. It's the Renaissance Renegade, here to win a page. Centigrade, got a minute days when I hit a stage. Festo, Festo, tell me how you do it. It looks so easy like
like there was nothing to it. The high road, then I'm swayed in the winter games. Olympic fame, been pumping in my mental veins.
When I rest in peace, let my vestments reflect my respect for the essence. My message to vessel, every session a lesson. And resurrection is destined for aesthetics, acupressure. In a vacuum of spectacular acumen, rhymes like the contact lens to accent the accuracy of your mental faculties. Shackles release from your straight jacket with ease. I'm plastered on impact, capacitors intact. Never fractured attraction, the ambassadors exact. Money in the gunny sack, run it back. I don't never want they funky flack, I'm a lumberjack. Numb to the numbers, cats do, I can't succumb to that. Tumble grass, mumble laugh, mumbo jumbo rap. Then the gun go clack to somebody lumbar, cause they wanna front hard and go unguard with a bet.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare un bel corso.
Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent LeBay.
What a silly Negro.
Okay, it's Vince in the Bay, and calling a dear friend here to check in, make sure things are okay. I'll get back to the panelists in just a second. Just want to check in with a friend here who is not picking up. The friend is not picking up. Nope, not picking up. Okay. Nope. Okay. Never mind. Okay, let's go back to the lines. I, of course, am Vince in the Bay and am lucky to have Melissa Hopkins and Kyoto and also somebody else on the line who, wait, I'm missing one other person. 619. Wait, who called in at 619? ATM
Be Cool.
ATM
Be
Cool. My bad.
That would
my
be
bad.
Me. Yes.
Yeah. San Diego.
Are you, Melissa, are you ready to pass out? What's going on?
I'm very tired. You know, I drove all the way from
Washington,
south of Red Bluff, California, all the way to Eugene today. So I'm a little tired.
Oh, you poor thing. I love how you complain about driving across country. like it's a chore. Like it's a job. I think it'd be fun. I mean, you
hey,
sound
man,
like you're having a good time.
I had a freaking blast. How often do you get to take your three kids and show them all these things? We went so high into the mountains that there was snow, and they couldn't believe it, that it was July 21st. And they were standing there taking pictures next to a mountain with snow on it. So, no, it was a freaking blast. It's just, you know, 16 days on the road is hard. I've got shin splints from gas brake.
It's called cruise control.
Yeah, I can't do that with all the truckers
and everything in I-5. I don't know if you've ever driven this route before, but...
I'm a truck driver.
It's so funny
I've driven almost
route.
Every route.
It's so funny I
but
say
But do you
route
know math?
Because in the West, we say route.
I'm learning math.
Well, you're finally learning math. That's good. So who's
well,
gonna
you're
win
a good
president?
Teacher.
Who's gonna win the presidency, knowing the math?
I don't even know who's running. I'm not involved.
How in the hell do you not care?
I didn't say that I didn't care. I'm not involved.
Well, if you're
I might
not
have said
involved,
I don't care.
You don't care. You don't care about things that you're not involved in.
It's early. When's the election? It's not for like at least a year or
the, so. No. I mean the most important and they're actually called every state has a different name for it. But the most important one is the caucuses in Iowa. Starting February 1st.
I do not live in Iowa.
That's not very far away.
It's Iowa and New Hampshire, South Carolina are the three hot ones. That's it.
And then it's Florida, and then it's Super Tuesday.
More or less, if you win all three of those, you're pretty much on your way to stampeding through the whole goddamn thing.
And
but nobody
no
ever does.
One's gonna
nobody
win
ever does.
All of those.
Yeah, no one ever
no
wins
one.
All of them. So it's
one.
Really a toss up. And plus, what they've moved all the primaries up so goddamn far. Like California moved up to February 3rd
yeah,
or something.
Everybody
like that.
Moved up.
Everybody's trying to get in.
Up.
Everybody wants to be relevant. Everybody wants to be relevant. You know what? I think
right.
though, honestly, I think if Rick Perry puts his hat in the ring, it's over. He'll just destroy. He'll blow Barack Obama out of the water, guaranteed.
But
he
I can't
wanted
believe
to
you
succeed.
Said that. Wait.
I didn't say I'd vote for him. I didn't say
that.
I would vote for him. I'm just saying as somebody who's followed politics long enough and seen what's out there, if that guy decides to throw his hat in the ring, and I know he is. He's already laid the groundwork. He's just
he will win hands down.
No doubt about it.
I think Rick Perry will run for president. And I think he will win hands down.
Because he's going to honestly make all
as long as I have.
He'll make all those candidates that are already out there look you know. That's what they're doing right now is they're setting him up to look even better because they put all the schmoes out there. They put the nutballs and the fringe job characters out there now, like your Herman Cain's, your Michelle Bachmann's,
Ron Paul. Vince knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
your Mitt Romney's.
This is politics. Yeah, they throw all the cornballs out there.
He would be a fool to run. Why is he going to run against Barack Obama? When he can just sit it out for four more years and then scoop up the nomination
then?
Because Democrats don't have anybody in the pipeline to replace him.
He
makes a good point. All of the good Republicans do not want to run this time, because if nothing changes, Barack is a shoo-in, and it's way too complicated to talk about why. But if anybody could beat Barack Obama right now, I'm on record, it's Rick Perry.
He'll destroy him. He'll blow him out of the water. It'll be the opposite.
He would destroy him.
As long as he doesn't pick Sarah Palin or Michelle Bachmann to be his running mate.
No, you know who the VP will be?
Who?
I'll just let you guess first.
Marco Rubio.
Melissa Hopkins.
Marco Rubio. Yeah, that Rubio.
You got it right, Ben.
And then Rubio will take it in 2020.
Ding, ding, ding. You got it right.
I like Marco Rubio.
You absolutely
him.
Yeah. Got
he was
it
actually,
right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Rubio Perry ticket. That's what
they're just gonna destroy.
And you know why? Do you know why?
Well, for a lot of reasons.
Math.
A lot of reasons.
No,
but Rubio
no.
will the Latino vote.
Specifically going back to math, because everything is about the Electoral College. Everything. and running
the,
for
only
president.
Thing, though, the only thing that makes
so
that not
math?
A possibility,
what's
though,
the
is
math?
They're both Southerners. They're both Southerners, so they might want to
okay,
go with
you're
some...
getting closer. You're getting closer. What's the math?
They need Florida. They need Florida, and they need...
I'm pretty sure you need, like, you know, a whole bunch of states, actually.
Yeah, but ultimately it's going to come down. It usually comes down to, like,
what state is it that
Ohio
never
and
wins unless they get it, unless
Ohio.
They win it once?
That's Ohio.
Vermont.
Exactly. Who is the
Vermont.
Governor of Ohio right now?
Who's the what?
No clue.
The governor
Who's
is
the governor of Ohio right now?
He's a Republican.
John Kasich, former leadership of Congress. Who loves both
the cock?
Barry and Rubio?
Oh, she cases McCotter. I love how Thaddeus McCotter has actually declared he's going. I think that's cool. He's definitely going to get the cool vote factor. I would vote for him just because he's a cool guy.
Well, you know, he's been. I know him quite well.
Get him on my
and
show.
I want to
have him on my show. He's on
only...
fucking Larry O'Connor's show all the time. I want him to
What's
call him on my
number?
Show.
What's
he's
his number?
On my
I'll call
show
him. He's on
loud.
Your show before? Hey, book him for my show. Book him for my show. Come on.
No, I'm
some magic.
I'm
Work some magic.
Him for myself.
What a whore! Oh my God. I give you an open platform here every night to just go nuts here, and you won't share a guest with me. I can get you A+ for hieroglyphics.
You see me in August, and you pay for the Chinese dinner in Chinatown.
I totally would have gone out with you if you would have hit me up when you came in. I would have carved out some time to meet with you. Seriously.
Oh, you so blew me off.
How did I blew you off? You never even called me. Dude, women, I swear
to
God.
Did you call Melissa?
I
said over and over and over again, can I come to San Francisco? Well, you have
Vince said yes every single time.
And then you put me on in the green room and then hung up on me.
You didn't happen to put his wiener in your mouth, did you?
That was a little bit of a hint that you didn't want to see me. You're afraid of me.
What a silly Negro.
Yes, I am terrified of you in many ways, Melissa. I think
you are, because I've asked the size of your balls, and you won't give it up.
Wow.
That's insane.
You better watch out. I might make it up to fucking Oregon and stalk you instead. All of a sudden, I'll walk your kids home from school and just drop them off at the front door.
Creeper.
Subtle IRL troll.
I'll come look you up in Eugene, Melissa.
Where are you from? Where do you live?
I live
You're
in Northern
mine.
California.
Now, he sounds young. How old are you?
You're still older than Vince.
Older than Vince?
Taller than Vince.
Taller or older?
No, I think I'm considerably younger than Vince.
That's what my point was. How old are you?
How old am I?
Uh-huh.
I'm old enough to go to a bar by myself. Or older.
What do you think about that, Vince?
I don't get down
like
that.
He wants you.
Is that what you want?
I don't get down
it's
like that.
It's goddamn near as big around as a beer can. And I just got to warn you about that because... Not everybody can handle it.
Can handle what?
I make these baguettes.
Oh, yeah.
They're a little bigger than a normal baguette.
That scares the shit out of me, man.
I like to bake.
Being from California, that does not surprise me.
Okay, are you really a cook? Are you really a baker?
Me?
Is that true? Yeah,
I do bake. I do bake, actually. I enjoy baking. I bake. I will bake bread. I have been known to make crackers. I make my own crackers, granola. I make a very nice shortbread, actually.
I actually love that shit. I actually went to the Le Cordon Bleu in Paris. That's where I studied. In addition to my politics. How's that?
That's impressive. That's a well-known culinary, that's a leading culinary institute globally, isn't it?
You going to pull a sandwich card?
It's the first one and most premier one in the world. Vaugirard, après mon prononce en Paris. J'ai habité en Paris seulement. Parlez-vous français ou non?
I don't speak faggot.
How dare you use that
language
on here? How dare you use that language on here, you goddamn filthy fucking Benedict Arnold?
Traitorous.
How
whore.
Can you talk about anything bad about the French with Sarkozy as president? That guy has been the biggest badass.
He stands on fucking telephone books because he's like 4 feet tall. How can he be a badass?
Pourquoi?
I don't mind the French. Honestly, I have no problem with them. I thought the whole Freedom Fries thing was a really unfortunate incident that made us look especially stupid. I still call them Freedom Fries, though.
Okay, so my question is, Vince.
Ask away.
Vince.
Where's your loyalty, goddammit, Melissa Hopkins? All I ask is an interview with Thad McCotter, and you just want to hoard him to yourself. You are a BTR hoarder, not a whore, but a hoarder.
I don't like that title.
BTR hoarder. In fact, I'll spell it like, should I spell it like hoarding or like hoard, like W?
What's a W?
Hoarding.
Yeah. What's a W for sure?
Guest hoarder.
W.
You're a guest hoarder.
Right.
Guest hoarder.
H-O-A-R-D-E-R.
H-O-A-R-D-E-R.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why, you know what, Melissa, if you keep giving me that condescending little, like, attitude with every answer, like, oh, very good, Vincent, you correctly, you know who Thaddeus McCotter is. Congratulations. Oh, you spelled hoarder correct. Congratulations. you get a gold star. Oh, wow, he knows references to politicians. I'm shocked. I thought he didn't know anything. I thought he just, it's just all about penis jokes. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think she is a little condescending. I don't care for it either. I mean, I'm not exactly blown away by the bona fides either. I mean, spent 8 years working for the Mooney's mouthpiece there in D.C., the Washington Times, doing some sort of new media program launch, and then did unpaid work for Tom DeLay, giving advice that he didn't take. So I don't know if that qualifies you to condescend to anyone. I think Vince is pretty well informed.
What I want to say is about Vince. The only reason I stay up late to talk on a show is because of Vince. I think Vince has this fabulous mix of intelligence and humor. And shows them a little crazy sexiness sometimes. I think you have a great show, and I admire you. I can't do anything more than two nights a week. And the fact that you can commit the time that you do to do this is fabulous. And I'm sorry I'm talking slow because I am getting tired. But I want to go on the record on that. I would not call into the show if I did not think Vince was completely on top of the issues. Now, I'm not sure. See, I can't see the chat room. I can't see who's calling.
Oh, they're ripping you to shreds in the chat room. Debbie Daly's in there. She's talking a lot of smack about you.
What is she saying?
She's saying she's saying you're a stuck-up whore and you should get off BTR. You're so she said you're a two-timing BTR host, that you basically control all the shows. I mean, she's saying what everybody's saying is in the chat room is that you troll these shows late night. You make these shows extremely boring or dramatic, however you want to interpret it. But then you go and you do your show sober with your real legitimate Washington insider guests and stuff, and you don't share with that world with us. And when we try to like invade that world, you fight us off and shut down the show.
I do recall
vamping on your show one time and helping you out when you were like freaking out because you couldn't get Debbie Daly on the horn.
No. I am never going to say anything bad about Debbie Daly. I am never going to say anything bad about Debbie Daly. I like her. Now, I know she does what she does, whatever, and thank God I don't see the chat room tonight.
What is that most of what they do?
It's ugly in there. Debbie Daly just said that you look like a horse. Do you really look like a horse? I don't know. Your pictures make you look, you don't look too bad.
A little bit. Big ears, big nose.
What?
Man.
No.
I don't know.
Give me a break.
Sir Troll is. You or Debbie Daly. You guys are the queen.
You guys.
BTR.
You don't even have a show on that.
I dare you, Melissa Hopkins, to do your show at night on BTR.
Oh, man.
Well, I may change this.
Why don't you use your DC Insider Beltway connections to get yourself Thad McCotter on your show and show us all up, all right? And let's see how that works out with the nighttime crew, okay?
That would be great. I would definitely call in.
There is no way I would put my reputation on the line to put Thad McCotter on a nighttime show.
Do you take callers on your show, Melissa?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Do you have a call screener?
No, she does not. She does not.
ATM, you feel me? You feel me?
I don't know. I mean, I think, try it just once, I mean, as an experiment. You're into experimental math, this is experimental radio, come on.
Yeah.
He still hasn't done the math.
Yeah,
but you haven't taught me.
Let me ask this question before I hang up because I really am so exhausted. I got to Oregon after 16 days on the road driving.
You're gonna have to say it in about 5 seconds because the show is almost over. 5 seconds, Melissa.
Okay. Give me the electoral map who wins against Obama as a Republican.
In 20 seconds, it's Rick Perry. Thanks for coming out, everybody. I appreciate the love. It's been fun. It's been great. Kyoto, Melissa Hopkins, Melissa Hopkins, ATM, be cool. Appreciate the love tonight. Everybody go get stupid, and I'll catch you later. Peace out.
night. The people all stare. Those niggas in the bins with the dreadlocks. Yeah. Smoke everywhere. Waving at Madeline on the wood grain. Dabbing with the license plate rallying. Doing what we want to. Hanging out the sunroof. Mentally ignorant. Boy, we go dumb, dude. Gas break dip. We call it dope and do a donut in your whip. We call it dope and get stupid. It's what we do good. Ghost ride the whip while we dancing on the beat. I'm amp feeling good. I'm hiking in a biz face with the deer's face off of Nike. The women like me, I'm dipped in butter. I'll rob your butter, pimp the blood out your mother. I'm Mr. Stupid Doodle Dumb. Some